AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. People are digging out in New England after yet another snowstorm hit that region over the weekend. Boston waitress Megan McDonald says she and most everyone else is tired of the quartet of storms from the past month.
I think everybody's just really frustrated. Like, it's, you know, nobody's making money. It's like the plows are out all the time and we're stuck in our houses. Cabin fever.
Big storm rolling through the south, up to 15 inches of snow in the forecast for Kentucky. Tennessee seems to be the dividing line between the sleet, freezing rain, and snow. Emergency management spokesman Dean Flenner.
We've seen more snow in the northern part of our state along the Kentucky border. We've seen more sleet and rain mixed in our southern border. With Alabama.
Winter storm warnings up from extreme northwestern Georgia through the Carolinas, Virginia, West Virginia, D.C., and north along the coast. Charlotte and Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, Emergency Management Chief Jeff Doolin expects a deadly mix.
We're looking at the snowfall to start this afternoon, switching over to sleet, and then turn to freezing rain tonight through early morning tomorrow.
Forecasts call for up to 10 inches of snow, parts of the mid-Atlantic states through rush hour tomorrow morning. Two suspected accomplices of the gunmen behind the deadly attacks in Copenhagen are in jail, as Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt tells Danish TV2 that there are no signs of his being linked to a wider terror network.
We have no indication at this stage that he was part of a cell that took him to where he was now.
The 22-year-old shooter who died in a shootout with police is thought to have killed two people in separate attacks over the weekend and wounded five police officers. This is AP Radio News. An international hacking ring is said to have skimmed $1 billion from banks around the world. Chris Doggett with Kaspersky Lab North America tells CBS This Morning members of the ring have been able to cover their online tracks.
We have some ideas about where they're based, but, you know, attribution, as we call it, is always very difficult because it's easy for hackers to make it appear like they're in one place or they're one person when they're actually somewhere else.
Kaspersky says the hackers seem to limit their theft to about $10 million before they move on to another bank. A homeless Columbus, Ohio woman who was raped while sleeping under a bridge last year sometimes had to beg for bus money or walked up to 8 miles over the past year in order to face her attacker in court. A police officer says her determination to be in court for all of the hearings helped to force a guilty plea from the man, 54-year-old Paul Hubbard, who's been sentenced to 3 years in prison. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.